morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Kay Hartman with the Salvation Army in Newark. Good looking start to the day, mostly sunny skies right now. Could see some clouds roll in later and a chance of rain, high right around 57. Cloudy tonight if you're heading out to any one of the high school football games. Might want to bundle up and make sure you bring a blanket. It's going to get down into about the low 40s and upper 30s. And then for Saturday, not bad. Partly sunny with a high right around 56 degrees. And Kay, we brought you in because everybody knows. I mean, I don't know who doesn't know by now. The first Sunday in November, this little thing called the Rolling Thunder Toy Run will be taking place. Now, the weather looks good. I mean, it's rain or shine event anyway. But, boy, it's going to be a lot of fun come Sunday over at the Walmart in Heath.
Can't wait. This is the event of the year for Licking County. It is has to be one of the most talked about, the most involved, the most participation of our fellow residents from Licking County and from everywhere. We have people come from states, two and three states away, to participate in this. We pray for good weather. Rain is not our friend. It is not our friend. So we're looking for sunny skies, and we're looking for a lot of good fun and a lot of participation. And, you know, I don't have to tell you, this year things are really grave, and we really, really need to help.
Now, look, if you start crying this early in this show, I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
I don't know, but boy, I tell you, it's really...
I don't have any Kleenex in here for you or anything.
You know, it's really weighed heavy on my heart because we have so many people who not only are worried about Christmas, but worried about dinner tomorrow, you know? Mm-hmm. And even though we're 2 months away, a lot of people are hopeful that, you know, they won't need any help for Christmas this year. They're going to be okay, but we don't know what's around the corner. We've been taking applications for anyone that feels that they are in need for Christmas, and we just ended those applications yesterday. We've done them 3 days a week for 3 weeks, and we have a little over 400 families already who have reached out to us. So,
well, the good news is, Kay, I mean, that Rolling Thunder Toy Run such a great turnout, and it's so much fun, and people really turn out for the community. And, I mean, historically, I mean, this is, what, 38th year? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's like if you just keep going, you just keep going, things continue to go. Right. Even during the pandemic, as I understand it, people turned out. So, I mean, that's the thing. You know, when you talk about, you know, the holidays, and sometimes people get down because of the bad, there's always hope, and there's always people around you that provide that hope.
And that's what's so wonderful about the toy run. I mean, you can't be there and not get caught up in all the enthusiasm and the fun. And like I said, it's the highlight of the year for most of us. And because of Rolling Thunder, we have been able to guarantee any child under the age of 14 in Licking County, they will have a gift for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this isn't like it just is that one day. I know Lenny has been building bikes. I mean, think it's just this one day event. And I'm not saying it's not, because a lot of people come out. Right. But these folks have been doing this throughout the year, correct?
Right. That's correct. And it's always first and foremost. And one of the mottos of the Salvation Army is need knows no season. So it's just not today or tomorrow that there's need. We see the need every day, 365 days out of the year. Mm-hmm. So it's a continuous thing with us. And what a blessing it is to us to have something, a group like Rolling Thunder, come in behind us and be our support.
Now, be honest. Do you walk around and look at the bikes and stuff when you're out there on that? Because I know you're kind of watching the kettle. You're doing the donuts and the coffee and all that. Come on now. I know you. You're getting around there checking all that out, aren't you?
I'm checking out who's on those bikes.
Now that's the Kay Hartman I know and love right there. Well, I tell you what, you haven't missed a beat, have you? Will you get on a bike if somebody said?
Oh yeah, I've rode. I've rode before. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You don't wear chaps, do you? All the leather and all that stuff, do you?
Well, that's not very princess-like. No.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot we have to call it
a
princess.
It's not about being a princess. It's about being safe and all those things. You got to protect yourself.
Yeah. And I don't want to, of course, I don't want to be the driver. I want to be I want to be the rider. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want someone cart me around. That's the princess way. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But it's kind of cool because,
fun.
People think it's just the folks from around the area.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's come out of state for this thing.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of different plates that you see out there.
Yeah. And that's wonderful. And that's another reason why we pray for the good weather, because the nicer the weather, you know, this is kind of the end of bike season. Mm-hmm. And, if we got a nice, warm, sunny day, and right now with the trees turning, what a great run, you know, because it's in the kickstand's up at 1 o'clock, so that's middle of the day, and they can come and enjoy the toy run, can go somewhere. We have lots of folks around the area also that has came in as partners and provides a lot of entertainment and food after the run, and then they can get back to wherever they live before dark, and mm-hmm. so it just makes a great, like, end-of-the-season ride for the bikers. So we pray for them that they have safe travel and that we have good weather.
Yeah, and the parade itself, I know a lot of folks, even as you're pulling out of the parking lot, people are already sitting up there waiting before you even get to 79.
That is amazing. I mean, the first time I went, I was amazed when I left how many people were along the exit out to 79 and then up 79 even. It's like moms and dads and kids and grandmas and all that, because they know it's going to be a spectacle.
Kind of reminds you like the 4th of July.
It does.
They come early with their lawn chair and get set
absolutely
up.
Absolutely does.
And I think that's one thing that Lenny and Christy and those folks from Rolling Thunder has tried to promote, is come out and support it. If you can't, not everybody can ride in it. Not everyone has a bike. Not everyone has the money to spring for a toy, but you can come alongside the road and, as we come by, cheer us on. And they have tried to make it more of a parade type atmosphere, and they love it. Mm. They love it when the crowd cheers for them as they go by.
Yeah.
So I encourage everybody, even if you can't make it out to Walmart or make it down to the toy shop, to at least, you know, be on a corner somewhere. It's only a few minutes out of the day, but oh, it gives you such an uplift. Yeah, it's great. And as a matter of fact, speaking of the toy shop, we're going to end our route down at the end of East Main Street, 1010 East Main Street. So there's a huge parking area there. Thank you to the county commissioners for allowing us to have that space this year. And that's where we will do distribution. That's where the toy shop will be set up. And that's where we'll also pack our food boxes come the first of the month. A thing I wanted to share also was, say you want to donate a toy for the toy run, but you can't make it out to Walmart on that day, there'll be somebody down at the toy shop at 1010 East Main Street after the first of the month every day, so you can drop your donations off there. And if between now and Christmas you happen to be one of those real frugal shoppers and you find a sale somewhere and you can buy two Barbie dolls for the price of one, well, you can drop it off down at our toy shop. We'd
now,
be glad
when you
to
say
have
frugal,
it.
You mean cheap, because you look right
you
at
look
Joel.
Right at me. Right at me. Frugal is a very nice way of saying it, but it's about spreading the love and spreading the
it
joy.
Yes, that's
that.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
no
right.
doubt
that's
about
what
it.
I meant.
So where is that building located? Because people may not think 1010. Kind of let them know where you're talking about for the toy shop.
Well, if you're as old as I am, and as old as you are, you remember that used to be called Eastland Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, Park National Bank had a corner spot there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we'll be.
Very good.
And it's from where Park was clear that we got that whole chunk of that building there on that side.
Mm-hmm.
So Ohio Means Jobs is on one side. The Licking County Aging Program is in the building to the other, to the east mm-hmm. of it. So we'll be right there in the middle between those two this year. So.
And you're going to do distribution out of there as well?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, getting back to the toy run, Major Lawrence Wittenberg. Is
yes,
the new major at the
commanding officer.
Have you prepared him for this, Kay?
We've tried to, but it's hard to get somebody to understand that. They look at you with their eyes kind of glaze over. And, you know, God-loving Major Wittenberg comes to us with years of experience. He is a retired Salvation Army officer who they pulled out of retirement and sent to us this year to help us. So he has lots of experience behind him. So it's one of those things like, well, Major, you've never seen anything like this. And he goes, oh, trust me. I've been our Salvation Army officer for 30 years. I've seen it all. And I said, you haven't seen this.
It's new experience time.
You have not seen this. So he's very optimistic and very anxious to see it and getting very excited about it. And I'm anxious for him to see it.
It is so. Again, I tell folks to just come on out. Like you said, it doesn't matter. If you don't have the means to make a donation, that's fine. Just come out and check it out, see it, and be a part of that fellowship. Because I'm telling you, there's not a lot of things that can get you into the mood for the holidays as quick as this thing. And those bikers just have a blast with it.
I know. It's so much fun to do. I mean, you can't look at a motorcycle with a stuffed animal strapped to the back of it flying down 79 and not smile, right? I mean, come on.
Yep. And it's all types of bikes, too. I mean, you'll see some newer ones. You'll see some vintage. You'll see the ones that have the sidecar. I have a neighbor who lives two houses down from me, and he's always bugging me about, get in the sidecar, get in the sidecar. I'm like, I don't like you that much. I'm not getting in that sidecar. I don't trust you. But he's always telling me, jump in there. You'll see all sorts of bikes.
Yeah. And we'll have the big kettle there. And that'll be participating in the parade, and a big kettle will be there if you want to, you know. I know people aren't spending pennies to pay for stuff now, but we can collect pennies to go in the kettle. I'm sure Park National will change them into other monies for us.
Heck
so
yeah.
If you're a person that's collected pennies and you got a bunch of them at home, bring them and dump them in the kettle. Yeah. You know, that'll be fun. We'll also, Salvation Army will also be standing by, as usual, with coffee and donuts. Thank you to Walmart. We'll have coffee and donuts and maybe some hot chocolate, depending on how cold it is. We always have plenty of bottled water, but that's the only thing that Lenny allows us to do. Lenny and the Rolling Thunder folks, how I explained to the major was, this is their event. We are just the recipient. Mm-hmm. And so they have made all the arrangements. Lenny calls all the shots. It's his program. It's their project. We are just so blessed to be the recipient of that.
Yeah. Have you ever gone into Walmart on that day? Because that's where I go. I go in and I buy my gifts that morning and just take a few things.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Thank God for Walmart. In the past, the manager at Walmart has just been over backwards to work comfortably with us. They open up that extra register there to the back, and I met with Christy Hawthorne, Major and I, a week ago, and we went through some of the, like I said, we've had over 400 families come in and apply for help. So we pulled some of those applications, we went through it, and we thought, okay, what's the five top gifts that every kid has had on their wish list? And we made a list of them. Christy, I think, handed it out through Facebook to some of the Rolling Thunder people, but we also make that list and take it out and give it to Walmart. So they know what some of our folks are looking for. Plus, they have items, of course, that they're wanting to get out. So, but they do a great job of marketing that for us, and they're a huge, huge help to us for that. And Walmart always donates all of those donuts that we all eat that morning, mm-hmm. thanks to them. So that way we get a lot of the things that we really need. Because a lot of people, you know, say, you know, I don't have children or my children are grown. I haven't bought toys for a long time. I don't know what a little boy 6 years old or 7 year old wants.
That's why you got the wish list.
So that's why we have
Brilliant.
The wish list. So then we'll distribute that, and there'll be copies of that at Walmart for you to look at if you're just lost. I love the idea that some people go in and just they buy what they think they would want. And that's fun for them.
Heck yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
So, and that's okay. We've never had anybody send their toys back.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a hell of a point.
That's right.
Well, it's about joy. I mean, you can give joy. You can get joy. It's all about joy.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. It's too much fun. So we just are so thankful to have folks like Rolling Thunder and the people that support Rolling Thunder be a partner with us at the Salvation Army.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Kay Hartman. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark and Heath. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Kay Hartman with the Salvation Army. Mix of sun and clouds throughout the day. Slight chance of rain later. High near 56. Cloudy tonight, a low near 35. And then for Saturday, partly sunny, high near 57. And you must have put in the call to the big fella upstairs, Kay, because Sunday's looking pretty good. Partly sunny and a high near 56. I mean, that's not bad. We'll take that for November 2nd.
Dave, you might remember Major Diane. Major Diane's been back all this month helping us with Christmas. Every day, Major Ron's going to pop in and help us through the kettle season. But Major Diane's famous words when ever something came up, we needed something, we wanted something, we'd say, oh gosh, Major, what are we going to do? We need this or we need that. And she'd say, well, you just go there and sit down to your desk, Missy, and pray that in. And I'll tell you what, I've been sitting around praying that good weather in. And before you say anything bad about me, I want you to know that the good guy is listening to me because I've been praying to him all week. And what did you say about Sunday? Sunny and 56? Okay.
It's a beautiful thing.
So, you can't beat it.
We have prayed that in, and we're sure that that's going to happen. And so the words of Major Diane, pray it in. Let's do it. Let's go.
So
let's get it all rolling here. Hey, you mentioned the kettles. When do those go out?
They'll go out at Kroger's and Walmart, I think, on the 16th of November.
Yep.
And boy, I tell you, that's going to be a really, really serious time. We really are going to need that extra cash this year to get things done. Not only with Christmas, but as you know, Salvation Army says need knows no season. So the majority of the money from those kettles does help our Christmas fund, but that also helps the year through. I mean, it's not just the week of Christmas that we have people come to us that need food and help with utility bills and housing. And right now our shelter is almost full. Day before yesterday, I checked, we had 16 little kids in the shelter.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes a lot.
Yep. And so, again, I know Joel and I, we volunteer in the radio station. We volunteer. We go out and they ring the bell. It's so much fun. I am telling you, Kay, it is a blast. Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of fun. People come up. And again, everybody knows, like you said, need knows no season.
Right.
Folks just are happy just to whatever. Like you said, pennies, we'll take them.
Yeah.
Anything you want to put in there.
And the Salvation Army has really moved into the new generation. At the bottom of the sign where you're ringing your bells, there'll be a QR code. And so Joel comes up and says, oh, hey, Dave, I'd love to give, but, you know, I just don't have any cash. I don't carry cash on me anymore. No problem, Joel. Get that phone out of here, baby. We're going to...
Well, I'll have to get a smartphone first.
I should have known that. Excuse for everything, Kay.
Don't.
But anyway, there will be a QR code so you can zap that, and you can make as little as $1 to... $1,000 donation just by the click of a button.
Yeah, and it's fun too.
Isn't it wonderful?
With Dave, anytime the moms and dads come up with little kids, if they make a donation, hey, ring that
bell.
Those kids love to ring that bell.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so much fun for them. It really is.
Yeah, sure.
Now, the little kettles, are you going to have those out again at some places?
They're at all the Duke and Duchess stations, I think starting this week.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll see them at TrueCor. All of the branch offices, you'll see them at Park National Bank, all of their branch offices, and a whole list of other folks around Licking County that help support us. So,
All right, we're talking about donations, we're talking about toys. You got to have hands, too, Kay, to get this stuff all done. What about volunteers?
Boy, we need volunteers by the bunches, and for numerous things, not only Christmas, but for lots of other things. At the toy shop down on East Main Street, we'll need help down there with assembling and putting together the list and packing boxes. We'll need help during distribution to help people get their stuff gathered up. Between now and Christmas, there's always things. People always call us and say, hey, I've got such and such I'd like to donate. Come get it. And we don't always have somebody that can go get it. So one of the top priorities as far as volunteers are concerned at this moment is drivers. And you don't have to have a CL license. It's just a cargo van. And you can use a Salvation Army vehicle. You don't have to use your own. But we need folks that we can call when we have people who donate stuff that would like to donate to us that we can go pick up. On a regular basis throughout the year, we get lots of donations from local restaurants and facilities. And that's food that we help use in our soup kitchen to help. You know, we feed anywhere between 4,000 and 5,000 people a month through that soup kitchen. And a lot of that food is donated by your local restaurants. And our cook tries to take what she can and make another meal out of it and serve in a soup kitchen. And then during the days that our food pantry is open, we also hand out that extra food that we have. But it's a chore to go around and get it gathered up. And restaurants like for us to come in the morning before they get busy with lunch. And again, not too early. You know, there's just a window of time. So we need some folks, excuse me, that can be drivers that can come help us pick things up. And then the closer we get to Christmas, the more we get these spur-of-the-moment phone calls from folks. And if my Megan is my volunteer coordinator at the Salvation Army, 345-8120.
Well, look at that.
If you give her...
Make the big bucks right there.
If you can give her a call and say, hey, if... On Wednesday mornings before noon, if you need somebody, I'm available. And just give her, you know, her information so she's got somebody she can lay hands on right away to go pick things up. That would be a tremendous help. And it's not only at Christmas, but all year round mm-hmm. we need volunteers for that. And we always need volunteers for the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Well, you know, the thing about, I'll go back to the distribution and that. I've done that before. I've been down there.
Well, it's hard work.
Now, let me tell you something, though. That's a well-oiled machine. I mean, hands just let's go. Come on in. They've got their slip. Here's your stuff. Let's get them and move them out. I mean, it does move pretty quick, but you need a lot of hands to make sure it does.
Need a lot of hands. And, you know, as the old saying goes, this ain't our first rodeo.
Well, for
Salvation Army's been around, but Salvation Army itself's been around for hundreds of years. So, and this is what they're all about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of experience. And with our new major, like I said, he's retired. And like we were talking about the motorcycle run, I said, you've never seen a toy drive like this. He goes, oh, I've been in a lot of toy drives. Yeah. Well, he's done a lot of Christmases over the years. Mm-hmm. So he has a good basic knowledge of how the... And that's the great thing about the Army. Regardless of where you are, what country or what city or town, the Salvation Army has their way of doing things, and it's the same everywhere. This mm-hmm. is what... It's been vetted. This is what's been tried and worked, and this is the success. So, you know, when I, there were times coming from being in the private sector for many, many years, I always felt like, well, I may have a better idea about that. Well, let me look at this. But in the long run, I always had to step back and go, okay, you win. You know, it's worked for 185 years, okay?
That's right.
All right. I may have... not thought that through.
Mm-hmm. So when will the packing of the boxes begin? So if folks want to volunteer, will that immediate? How does that work? If somebody says, you know what, I got some spare time during the week, I can shoot over there. What? When does that start?
We need to check in with Megan. She is, again, our volunteer coordinator. Or check in with Major Larry. We just now got the applications in. Mm-hmm. So we will go through a process of doing the Adopt-A-Family and the Angel Tree. And so we'll wait for some of that stuff to come back in, and then we'll start assembling. So it won't be until probably a couple weeks in.
Okay.
Give us a little bit of time. We're just, Sunday we'll just get...
Come on, Kay.
Workshop. We got it.
Bring that to your
home. Press K. It's the Salvation Army way. They've been doing it for 185 years. We got it down.
We
got
to get
she
it set
She looked at me like,
up.
If you ask that question one more time... food donations. I know that's kind of hard, obviously, but you'll take the monetary donations, but canned goods, those kind of things?
Everybody that applied for Christmas assistance will receive a box of groceries along with their Christmas toys. This year, our goal is that every family have a very nice Christmas dinner or Christmas Eve dinner. So what our food box will entail is the items needed to make a really nice dinner. Mm-hmm. So your basics. We'll have a gift card that they can purchase meat, so it'll be fresh. So all of the fixings that goes with it, a couple cans of beans, a couple cans of corn. But a lot of the, you know, noodles, stuffing, that type of stuff that makes a dinner. Things that we don't normally get that a lot of people may need is staples, salt, pepper, butter, shortening. Flour, you know, things that we have in our kitchen all the time, but mm-hmm. maybe they don't. And so, you know, there again, when you're shopping, Joel. If you find a bargain at Kroger's and it's five cans and you only really need three at your house, buy the five. Mm-hmm. It's a better bargain, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And then donate the other two cans. And the same way with salt and pepper and, you know, all that kind of stuff that goes into making a meal a meal. Mm-hmm. Then we always like to add something special for the kids, whether it be brownies or cookies or a cake mix or something like that, something special. So, yeah, we could use any type of donations that we can. You know, more and more people are visiting the food pantry, and there's less and less stuff to go around. So we don't want to deny anybody a good meal for the holiday. So. Yeah.
Well, again, it all gets started on Sunday, this coming Sunday with the Rolling Thunder Toy Run. You will be out there, I know, you know, doing your thing, checking out the bikers. We know. Not the bikes, the bikers.
Which one is the warmest ride?
That's
interpret
exactly
that how
right.
you will.
God, I love those leather pants.
I guarantee you, if Riley and I put on leather pants, you wouldn't be saying that. I guarantee you that. Again, Kay, thanks so much for coming in and all the work you do at Salvation Army.
We want to thank you and this radio station who have been huge supporters of the Salvation Army for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we all would get this word out if it wasn't for you all, so thank you.
Something tells me you'd get it out there because people listen to the princess. That's all I know. Hey, look, I shot you a message. I'm like, get in here. I'd love to come in. I'm like, of course she would. It's Kay. So, yep, it'll be a lot of fun. Stop out and see us Sunday from 11 to 1. We'll be out at the Walmart at Heath. They'll load up the bikes and head out at 1 o'clock with Santa and everybody else. Trucks full of toys and bikes for the kids. Be sure to join us on Monday's Talk of the Town. Aspen LaRue and Jocelyn Hartshorn with TrueCore Federal Credit Union will be our guests. They're going to talk about some really neat events that TrueCore is going to be hosting to help folks in the community. So again, that's Monday's Talk of the Town. Aspen LaRue and Jocelyn Hartshorn with TrueCore Federal Credit Union.